horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger.
Before this exciting adventure, a word from our sponsor. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the ready-to-eat oat cereal that gives you go power, and Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, present by special recording, The Lone Ranger. Hear that? It's the sound of a mighty American Airlines flagship taking off. You know, being an American Airlines pilot is an exciting job. And now, thanks to Cheerios, you too can share in that fun. Because inside every specially marked package of Cheerios, you'll now find a free American Airlines air travel game. Yes, a free airplane game for you and your friends, complete with instructions, four airplane playing pieces, a spinner, and two playing boards. You're the pilot in this exciting air travel game, and you play on a real American Airlines system map that adds to the fun. On the back, you'll find another paper game board with lots of important information every American Airlines pilot must know. So how about it? You be the pilot. Get your complete American Airlines air travel game today, free in Cheerios. Look for the special Cheerios package with a flying airplane on front. Supplies are limited, so hurry. Ask for Cheerios today, the ready-to-eat oat cereal that gives you go power. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early Western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. Hail, Silver. Hooray!
Bibb and Cliff Dalton, ages 9 and 11, sat on the ground near the barn of their widowed mother's small ranch. Both boys wore rapt expressions as they listened to their grandfather, Zeb Coleman, recount another of his lurid adventures. Bibb, however, was taking time out to study the sole of his foot, a foot from which he had just removed a makeshift bandage.
And there I was. One white man again 100 redskins. Uh-oh, here comes your mother, boys.
Bibb, Cliff, are you going to waste all morning out here listening to your grandfather? Why, it's almost 8 o'clock. And you said an hour ago you were going into the hills and getting me some blackberries.
Oh, yes, Mom. We were just going, weren't we, Cliff?
Oh, this very minute, Mom. You see the pails by the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Bibb.
Daddy, I wish that... Dad, Bibb isn't wearing his shoes, and there's his foot bandage on the grass. Bibb, do you hear?
Well, running around in the dirt will make his foot better quick than anything. Why, when I was a tart...
Dad, what I want to talk to you about. If Bibb were here right now, you'd tell him the same thing. I'm trying to teach them discipline and to make them see things straight. And you, all the time...
I know. I'm making mavericks of them. Telling them big lies.
Oh, I never said you told lies. It's only when you tell them those outrageous stories of yours. I want Bibb and Cliff to have no illusions either about life or you. When they grow up, they'll have to face it.
That morning, as Horace Finley, president of the LaGrange Bank, opened the bank safe, two men wearing handkerchiefs over the lower part of their faces entered the rear door with guns drawn.
All right, Fox, leave that safe open. Stand up and put your hands in the air. And shut up.
Bookkeeper Alice Britton began to scream.
Robin, help!
I said shut up. Oh, you won't, eh? Well, here then.
Are you... You've killed her.
Dick Elliott, the bank teller, ran at the bandit.
The murdering's coming.
You'll shut up, too. You want the same, Pop? You want to die, too?
Oh, no. Take the money and get out. Get out.
That's just what we're going to do. Come on.
Be right with you. Pop, give us 5 minutes to get away. If you stick your head outside the door before then, you're a goner, too.
Thanks for the money.
Tonto, the Lone Ranger's Indian companion, was leaving the general store at the end of the street when the bank robbers streaked by and headed for the hills. Back in the Lone Ranger's camp, Tonto told the story of the robbery and the murders. The masked man was grim.
It's too bad you didn't go after them, Tonto.
Oh, but
Me leave scout and stable, no chance to get them.
Whoever they were, they knew what they were doing. They had to know that few people would be on the streets of LaGrange at the time they held up the bank. And it's evident they knew the routine and layout of the bank also.
Banker Pinley, not no voices when them talk.
Toto, you say the sheriff and his men are searching for the robbers in the hills?
That right, Kemosabe. Them ride off soon after Crooks go.
They'll probably keep looking in the hills until they find them or their trail.
Crooks have strong horses. And me know horses if me see them.
Did you tell the sheriff that? Did you describe the horses?
No, me not get chance. Sheriff and posse ride off quick.
Then it's possible we can learn some things on our own. There's a chance someone in the ranches along the way may have seen them. Suppose we visit a few ranches and ask questions.
Cliff and Bib Dalton had finished their berry picking, but instead of going directly home, they went to their secret cave in the hills, a cave which no one had ever known but them, they thought.
You better light that candle, Bib. We'll explore back where the brook turns off, where we were last week.
Ward Enlow and Eddie Leach, the bank bandits, had slowed down after their first mad rush from LaGrange. By back trails and roundabout ways, they had made their way to this, the cave, which they felt sure no one knew of but themselves.
We leave the money here behind these rocks, Ward, and change into our ranch clothes quick.
Yeah, we got to get back to the east fence before anybody knows we're gone, before Harley stops covering for us.
We can pick up this money in a week or so, after the heat is off.
At that moment, the Lone Ranger and Tonto dismounted in front of the Dalton Ranch.
Their old man sit over there by barn.
Yes, that must be Zeb. I will talk to him. I never met the man.
Zeb Coleman saw the two men walking through the grove of trees toward him.
Get your hands up, you varmints. Get him up. I got you.
You're Zeb Coleman, aren't you?
You're darn tootin' I am, so keep your hands up.
You better do as he says, Tonto. Is it this mask that has you upset?
You're right, it's a mask, you bank-robbing, woman-murdering jackals. The sheriff and his men were here. I heard all about you. I'll get the reward that's up for capturing you.
Now, wait. You don't think we're the men who robbed the bank, do you? If the sheriff was here, then you know neither of the hold-up men was an Indian. Now, Tonto here is...
That's right. Say, what's your friend's name again? Say it.
Tonto.
Doggone. Now, wait. Where's your horse if you're who I think you are?
Well, down by the gate. If you look through the trees, you can see both our horses.
I'll do it, but keep your hands up just the same now. Let me see here. Why, sure enough, there couldn't be but one white horse in the whole world like that one. Well, oh, doggone. Get down your hands and pardon me for covering you like it did. Now, what can I do for you, gentlemen, huh? You just name it and old Zeb Coleman will do it.
But Zeb Coleman could tell the Lone Ranger nothing. A short time later, he and Tonto rode away.
Tonto, it could be the sheriff and his men have located the bandits already. But as long as we've started this, we may as well continue. Won't hold it!
Let's count!
The two bandits, Enlow and Leach, sat mounted on their horses. They were hidden by thick brush, but were able to see the trail beneath them for miles on end. They had left the cave a few minutes before, but now they were nervous.
Look, Eddie, as far as you can see, riders. They're holding to the trail and they're scouring the brush.
Yeah, we can't go down there or even try to cross or learn anywhere along. Ward.
What?
Ward, right down here below, see?
Horsemen, a lot of them. Do you think they see us?
No, they don't. They'd be heading up if they did. But, Ward, we can't stay here. We better get back to the cave, quick.
Yeah. Come on, easy now. Back we go.
Quiet, go, big boy. We gotta get away from here.
Bib and Cliff Dalton had finished their exploration partway back in the cave when their candle had burned out. Now, having taken longer than they should have, they hurried toward the place where they had entered. It was Cliff who saw the object behind the rocks.
Hey, Bib, look. There's a man over there behind the rock.
Oh, I know. There can't be. We were just... Cliff, somebody is here. Somebody...
Oh, golly, if... Hey, Bib, that's not a man. You can see now. It's clothes. You see, all rolled up.
But they were here when we went back, were they?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't remember. Hey, you want to see what kind of clothes they are?
Well, if there's nobody in them, yeah. But hurry.
Afraid but curious, the two boys made their way to the bundle behind the rock. Trembling and ashen-faced, they unwrapped the bulky assortment of garments. And now, in the cord of the bandit's clothes, they came upon the cash box.
Hey, Beard, it's a box. A money box like Dad used to have. Let's see if there's anything in it. Oh, golly!
Money! Lots and lots of money!
The excited boys were staring at the loot in the gray light of the cave. They neither heard the two men dismount outside, nor did they see them enter.
Gosh, Bib, there's $100 bills. Hey, this must belong to crooks. Somebody hid it here.
You're right, son. Huh? Somebody did hide it there.
He's pointing a gun at us.
Hey, will
shut up. Keep your mouth shut. Eddie, they're only kids. Come in here. Bring the horses in.
Eddie Leach entered the cave, bringing the horses with him.
They found the loot. Here's the money, boy.
Yeah.
We have to go home, mister, please.
You'll go home, all right. When we let you go.
Yeah, and if you don't keep quiet and do what we tell you to do, maybe you'll never go home again.
But why?
Because maybe we'll kill you.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
All over the country, in every direction, how you doing is the question. And here's what the happy people have to say. Eating our Wheaties and doing okay.
Okay.
Doing okay? You bet the champs in good old New York are. Listen. Now, in New York, we wait for days to see a guy called Willie Mays, because Wheaties keeps him leaping high to grab those line drives on the fly. And Yogi Berra's a Wheaties lad whose batting style makes pitchers sad. No matter how they throw the ball, that Yogi belts it through the wall. And look, both Willie Mays and Yogi Berra turn to Wheaties for extra energy because there's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Keep on eating your Wheaties and you'll be doing okay.
Okay.
Now to continue. It was mid-afternoon when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the B Cross B Ranch. They had entered a gate along the east fence of the vast grasslands. And they saw a horseman galloping toward them, waving his arms and shouting.
Hold over, hold over.
Hey, horse! Where you been?
Get your hands up. I'll reach for that gun.
The rider obeyed sullenly.
Don't let this mask deceive you. We're not outlaws. We're merely here to ask some questions about two men some of your ranch hands may know about.
Yeah? It's what you say. Who are the two men?
Well, I'm not sure. We can only describe their horses.
One ride Big Bay. Other ride Paint Horse.
You mean Enlaw and Leach?
Oh, him seem to know them.
I said I didn't know them. Do they ride horses like I described? I keep those hands up.
I'm not taking them down. Yeah, they ride horses like that. When I saw the engine's Paint Horse, I thought...
He was...
Ward Enlaw. He's the one with the paint. Waiting for the two of them all day, they should be back.
Should they? From where?
When they left here, they took the back trail of LaGrange.
Kimasabe.
Yes.
That sound like the men me see in LaGrange.
Hello. Let's ride into the hills. Come on, Silver.
Come on, scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto skirted around members of the sheriff's posse as they crossed the trail and rode into the hills. They were galloping along a path that few others knew when Tonto suddenly pulled up his horse.
Oscar, hold on.
Oh,
Kimasabe. Between trees, down your road, me see two people.
Yes, I see them, Tonto. Let's find out who they are. Have your gun ready. All right, come, Silver.
Come up, scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto guided their horses to the spot where Tonto had pointed.
Easy, Silver.
Stay there, Silver. Zeb Coleman. Well, what's the matter?
Dead, that man.
These men are good. What? This one in the mask is the fellow I was telling you about before. Oh. The one you didn't believe I met. Stranger, something pretty awful has happened to us.
Zeb Coleman told of Cliff and Bib. It was the sobbing mother who concluded, however.
And something terrible has happened to them, I know. They won't come back, I know.
Now, Mrs. Dalton. Perhaps they went to
no,
town,
No, they didn't go into town. We know that.
That's right. There've been riders in the trail all day, searching for those bank robbers. Oh. They didn't see the boys. Besides, we're sure they're here in the hills. I followed their trail up here part of the way. I used to do a little trailing in the old days. It wasn't hard to follow Bibb's trail. He cut his foot the other day. He and Cliff are barefooted. You can see Bibb's trail easy on account of his favor and his sore foot. You follow me. I'll show you just where the trail is.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto went to the spot in the dirt road where Zeb Coleman showed them the faint marks of bare feet, with a long diagonal mark on the sole of one. The Ranger and Tonto, greatest trailers in the West, were able to follow the footprints into the brush, even in the dusk which was now around them.
There's a footprint again over here.
You sure?
Yes, and it was made today. Is that right, Tonto?
Kimasabe. Me remember something.
What is it, Tonto?
Near ridge, there very deep brush. Stream come down at spot and go into cave.
A cave near here?
Well, if not far, we go fast. We get there quick.
Then let's not wait. You lead the way, Tonto. Come, Mrs. Dalton, I'll help you.
I'll be praying.
The last ray of the day's light seemed to hit the entrance of the cave at the very moment Tonto led the way to the almost inaccessible spot. And that one dying ray revealed a figure in the entrance.
Kimasabe, look.
Doggone, a man.
Watch out, he's going to shoot down.
Oh, it was right over my head.
Stay down. He can't aim in that darkness.
You know what? I bet it's him bank robbers.
Stay where you are. You come a step further, we'll kill you. There we are.
He said we. Zeb, you're right. It's the bank robbers.
We got two kids in here. You come near, we'll kill them.
The boys are in there.
We'll kill them, I say. How do you want that?
No, but we'll wait here. You can't escape. You can't get away. Now listen to me, each of you. Mrs. Dalton, can you handle a gun?
I can shoot, but not now.
You won't have to aim at anyone, but you will have to shoot from time to time, you and Zeb, to keep those two men inside the cave.
She and me, you said. We can't see in the dark. Where are you two going?
Toto's going to LaGrange and get the sheriff and his men. I'm going to get into that cave some way.
Kimasabe?
Yes?
Me no other way. It way only Indians know.
Zeb, there are a lot of dried up branches and leaves around here. Start a fire by lighting a branch with leaves on it.
Yes, sir.
Then throw it into the pit. While you and your daughter are hiding in the bushes, feed the fire with more leaves and branches.
Right.
You can push them into the pit without exposing yourselves, I'm sure. That'll build up the fire. Now, here's what my plan is. The flame will light up the cave entrance.
A short time later, a flaming tree branch sparked from the darkness into the pit, lighting the cave entrance. Enlow and Leach fired wildly from the cave, their shots aimless, their target hidden.
Eddie, they got us bottled up here. We can't get away with that fire burning out there. They'll mow us down.
Those kids are the cause of... Boy, do you hear that? Horses. More horses coming up from the trail.
That means we'll be killed no matter what. Well, lynching makes you just as dead as bullets. We got to take a chance.
And go out there?
Yeah, taking the kids as shields. And killing the kids like we said if they don't let us pass through. Come on, we'll untie the kids.
Entering the far entrance to the cave, an entrance small and hidden, the Lone Ranger had crawled along the ground, following the tiny stream that became a brook outside the main cave entrance.
Here.
Bats zoomed overhead in the darkness. But now, after a grueling passage of time, the Lone Ranger saw an orange light.
There it is.
The flame burning outside the cave opening. Almost noiselessly, the Lone Ranger tiptoed to the rear of the scene taking place at the cave's entrance. Enlow and Leach stood behind the boys, using them as shields. Enlow was shouting into the trees behind the flames at the people he knew were hidden there.
And if you don't let us and our horses through, we'll do what we did to those two this morning.
You can't murder children.
You don't think so, eh? Well, you'll see. We'll shoot them.
Oh, no, you won't.
Hey.
Startled, the two crooks let go of the boys and turned toward the cave. As the boys ran away into the darkness, the men reached for their guns.
No!
The Lone Ranger's gun fired first, shattering the gun hands of the bandits. As their guns fell to the ground and the bandits reeling clutched at their wounds, the sheriff and a host of figures rushed from behind the trees and brush.
My boys are safe! Oh, Cliff, Bibb!
Within half an hour, Enlow and Leach had been bandaged and taken off to jail by the sheriff.
I'm so happy. You're really safe. But tomorrow, I'm going to give you the licking of your life.
Wilkins, Mom. What happened for us. Right, you and Gramp wouldn't be getting the $5,000 reward for capturing those crooks.
That's right, Mom. Isn't it, Mr. Finley?
Well, I suppose you're right, boys. As president of the bank, I personally thought the masked man and the Indian should have shared in it. But they said no.
I want to thank them again. I want to be... What? Where are they?
They rode off just a few minutes ago.
Wilkins, the way that feller could shoot...
Yes. Best in the world, and everybody could see he was my friend.
Yeah.
My friend, Kathleen. You believe that?
I do, Daddy. But, Dad, who is he?
Imagine not recognizing him. He's one of the best friends I ever had. The Lone Ranger.
Copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated is produced by Trendell Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. Listen to The Lone Ranger, brought to you by special recording Mondays through Fridays at this same time.